only child and adolescent service in the county, and we're taking referrals from GPs, social work. We do quite a bit of work for TUSLA, schools, and then parents who just want their children to be seen for counselling and psychotherapy. And there is actually no other service available in the county that offers this service.
It would seem on the face of it, from what you're saying there, that what you're doing is a huge amount of work and a huge amount of pressure is being taken off the HSE as a result. I mean, and we know from interviews with the HSE that their backs are to the wall in terms of their own provisions. So if your service is taken away on top of the pressure the HSE is under already, that's only, it would appear, going to worsen the situation.
Well, completely and absolutely. And as I said, there isn't any other services available in the county that deliver child and adolescent. Now, we do also have an adult counselling service as well. I think, yes, in 2023, we delivered just under 3,000 sessions, counselling sessions. And that's for children, adolescents and adults right across the county. We also have 7 outreach centres across the county, and that's they only exist simply because of demand. But absolutely, the counsellors that are working in that service, the team of 26 that are there, are all part-time counsellors. And if you were just to take that figure there of 3,000 counselling sessions and multiply that by the average cost of the HSE counsellor, you'd be coming up with a total of about 273, whereas we're delivering that for about 105,000. So there's a saving there to the HSE in the state of 168,000. And what we're actually looking for, what the issue is at the moment, is that we do not have any funding at all for staffing. So I'm the director there on a one-day-a-week basis. Everybody is part-time, one-day-a-week basis. Now I am stepping down from the role and I'm recommending a full-time director because the service has grown that big that it needs a full-time director. But unfortunately, we have exhausted, TUSLA and HSE for the funds to put one person in post to keep the service going. And unfortunately, we were not successful.
As we understand it, you announced your intention to step down last September. You agreed to stay until January. Now you've made it clear you will stay until the middle of March, as we understand it. But come the middle of March, as far as you can see, the service is gone.
Well, yes. I don't really have much of a choice but to stay on currently because I oversee the whole running and governance of the service. And if I were to step out as I was to do at the start of January, then the service would have to close immediately because they've been able to oversee the governance of the service there. So I will have to, and I have put, and we all have put, and it's very important to acknowledge that, we all have put, our heart and soul into building the service over 14 years. And now it's almost like you're doing, starting to wind down something that you built up. And it is the longest counselling service in the county. It's in existence there for about 34 years in total. And has provided thousands of counsellors, for adults and children and adolescents. And as I said, there's nothing else there to replace it. So really, it's, as I said earlier, it's the only county that has a service like this. In 2021, I received 2 awards, a national award and a local award. And the reason I received those awards was because of the development of the profession of counselling and psychotherapy across Ireland, because it was seen as a model. It's not in existence in any other county. And here we are just about to close the doors on it due to this, to the lack of funding to put one person in place. So for clients out there, it's a devastating blow. Particularly to parents and for children and young people. I don't know where they're going to go. I don't know. I'm in the profession. I can't point people in any direction because there isn't anywhere else to go.